You don't have to be Britney Spears or Paris Hilton to have done this. A lot of people drive around with pets on their laps. Well, now a state lawmaker in California wants to make that illegal. He says lap dogs are right up there with cell phones as a source of driver distraction. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates finds out what California pet lovers have to say.
It's about 5:30 on a fine spring afternoon. Lots of dogs and their humans are relaxing at the Boneyard, a hilltop dog park in Culver City. Inside the little dog section, Jill Doman is watching her dogs Teddy and Millie play. Doman says she does drive her dogs around without seat belts, but she doesn't let them sit in her lap.
Well, it's not for their lack of trying, but I really thought it was against the law to have your dog in your lap. I'm also fearful that if I do happen to get in an accident, if someone rear-ends me, that if the airbag opens up and deploys, that they would be seriously injured.
If State Assemblyman Bill Mays is successful, it will be against the law to have a dog or any other pet in your lap when you're driving. Mays, a Republican from Visalia, says there are already too many distractions for California's more than 30 million drivers. Pets in their laps shouldn't be one of them.
If you have a live animal which you're not able to control and that thing gets entangled in your steering wheel or gets on the floorboard under your brake pedal, you've got a problem.
But not everyone thinks the bill is necessary.
This is Shorty right here.
Back at the park, Johnny Bonds is out with his Chihuahua mix, Shorty.
Does Shorty go in the car with you?
Yes, he does.
And when Shorty goes in the car with you, do you strap him in? Does he have a dog seat?
Absolutely not.
Bonds doesn't wear a seatbelt either, and he doesn't like being told he has to, let alone his dog.
The government should get out of our business, you know what I mean? Let me live my life my way. Have a little bit of freedom, the little that we have left, you know.
But Keith Lawrence says it's not about freedom. It's about common sense. Lawrence is the co-owner of Bam Bam and Friends, a chic dog boutique not far from the Boneyard.
This is a fur-lined dog carrier. We don't carry actually fur. It's all artificial.
Lawrence wishes people would buy the pet car carriers and booster seats he offers as often as they do the designer clothes and tote bags. He worries about both the dogs and other drivers.
It's worse than drunk driving sometimes when you have an animal loose, because if you have to control another animal, look where you're going. It's the same thing I feel about cell phones.
And talking on those without a hands-free will be illegal for Californians starting in July. Patrick Guilfoyle owns Double Dog Daria, an upscale boarding facility in Burbank. His pampered guests often arrive without being buckled in. Guilfoyle thinks that's because their well-heeled humans don't get how dangerous this is.
They don't understand that the dogs are at risk, just as a child would be at risk who's unrestrained in a car.
And he admits, even when you know the risk, it's sometimes hard to resist those pleading eyes.
I am truly just as guilty as the rest of them. I do insist that they stay in the back seat. That's about as far as I've gotten.
Madeline Bernstein is president of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, LA. She says drivers need to get over themselves and secure their animals. It's something her organization has been advocating for years. She briskly runs off a string of grim possibilities for untethered pets.
They can become, you know, projectile missiles during a short stop. They can cause an accident. They can impair your ability to react to an accident. And they can get hurt.
Which is exactly what the Mays bill hopes to avoid. If it becomes law, Bernstein says some tails might droop a bit at being confined, but pet parents will just have to draw on their inner strength.
If you love your pet enough to take them with you, then love them just a little bit more and restrain them safely in the car.
And you will, of course, lead by example and buckle up. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.